Mark chapter 2. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born afore. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know, get this now, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, take up thy bed, go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. Father, we're glad, thankful for the privilege that we have to worship you. We thank you for the saints that have gathered here with us, and all of those who've come to be in this assembly. And I pray for the needs that are here this morning, souls that need forgiveness, souls that need encouragement. I pray, Father, that you'd strengthen each one through your word. God, anoint me to be able to speak the mind of the Lord, direct my thoughts, my words. And I pray, Lord, that your blessings would be upon the remainder of this service. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I would like to preach this morning for a few minutes on power to forgive sins, that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. In my text, the enemies of Christ stated an obvious truth. Only God can forgive sins. So, everybody that's seeking forgiveness of sins must go to the same source, because only God can forgive sins. No one but God can remove the condemnation that's acquired by our sins. The action in my text takes place in Capernaum. This was the city that Jesus had chosen as his headquarters, a little town nestled against the seashore of Galilee. Jesus resided here most of his 3.5 years of ministry. He was preaching on this day to a crowd of people who had come to his residence. Most Bible scholars believe that Jesus stayed in the home of Peter. Peter lived in Capernaum. And so likely Jesus is preaching in the house of Peter when this meeting is interrupted by 4 men on the rooftop lowering their paralyzed friend into the presence of Jesus. They had ripped a hole in the roof because they could not get to Jesus any other way. There was a crowd around Jesus, and this was the only way they could get into his presence. Their paralyzed friend needed help. They were determined to get him to Jesus. And Jesus saw their determination. But Jesus recognized the fact that their determination was rooted in their faith in him. It was their faith that motivated the radical action of these men of tearing up the roof and letting their friend down into the presence of Jesus. The Bible says he saw their faith You know, you can see faith, or you can at least see the results of it, because faith produces works. And there was a response. Jesus responded to this faith. And we see the response of Jesus to the needs of this afflicted man in my text. His response offended and confounded his critics. His response revealed his deity, and his response glorified his Father. You see, that was a crisis that was created when Jesus spoke to this paralyzed man and said, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Crisis. This is a crisis now. The esteemed religious leaders, the Bible tells us, had congregated in Capernaum from Jerusalem, Judea, and throughout Galilee, immediately recognized the significance of what Jesus had said. No words were spoken, but their thoughts were unanimous that Jesus had blasphemed, because they said only God can forgive sins. Now, I want to examine four issues that arise from this incident. Number one, why only God can forgive sins? Number two, why Jesus could forgive sins? Number three, why men need forgiveness? And number four, why men can be forgiven. First of all, why only God can forgive sins? They had it right. Only God can forgive sins. Only one ultimate source of forgiveness. Only God can forgive sins. Listen to me. Because no one else can forgive but the offended party. I cannot forgive you for something you did to somebody else. Only the offended party can forgive. Sin is an offense against God. Sin is the transgression of the law of God. It's the violating of the law of love. We're to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We're to love our neighbor as ourselves. Sin is the transgressing of the law of God. And so, God is the offended party. And since God is the offended party, only God can forgive. You cannot forgive someone for something they did to somebody else. If you sin against your neighbor, listen, if you sin against your neighbor, you sin against God. You understand? The sin against your neighbor is also a sin against God, because you violated the law of God. David prayed after his sin with Bathsheba, having her husband killed to cover up his adultery. He prayed in Psalm chapter 51 for forgiveness. His prayer of forgiveness involves a confession that he had sinned against God. He said in Psalm 51 and 4, "Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight." Because your sin is against God, only God can forgive your sin. Hear me now. The preacher can't forgive your sin. The priest cannot forgive your sin. The Pope cannot forgive your sin. You've got to go to the offended party. God is the offended party. You must go to God for forgiveness. Only God can forgive sins. Now, obviously, some sins involve our fellow man. If we have offended someone by sinning against them, it isn't enough for us to ask for divine forgiveness. We must also ask forgiveness of our fellow man. On the other hand, If my fellow man forgives me, that is no substitute for seeking the forgiveness of God. For the Bible says, if you come to the altar, bring your gift to the altar, you remember that your brother hath ought against you. You have sinned against him. Leave your gift at the altar. First, go be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift to God. So, the scriptures clearly teach us that forgiveness is necessary if I have offended my neighbor, sinned against my neighbor. I must ask him for forgiveness, but I must also go to God and ask God for forgiveness because I violated the command of love. You know, sometimes we fail to realize that when we have sinned against our neighbor, it's not enough just for us to get forgiveness from God. If you have dishonored your parents, listen to me. If you have dishonored your parents and you go to God and say, God, I want you to forgive me for how I've treated my parents, God can forgive you. But you must get forgiveness from your parents as well. I remember my dad telling of how when he got saved, he went home. His wife, first wife, had died in childbirth, and he was living at home again. And he went home, and he woke up his mother and daddy. He said, I got down on my knees beside the bed, and I apologized to my mother and dad. Neither one of them saved, but he said, I apologized to both of them, and I asked them, please forgive me for how I have treated you. I want and need your forgiveness. And I too have gone back to my parents and asked their forgiveness because in violating the command of God to honor my parents, I sinned against them. I sinned against God. The companion that abuses their spouse. It's not enough just to go to God and say, God, I've mistreated my spouse. I want you to forgive me. You must also go to that spouse and say, I have mistreated you and I ask you to forgive me. For being forgiven by our neighbor is no substitute for seeking the forgiveness of God. Ultimately, forgiveness comes from God. The businessman that cheats his customer can't just go to God and say, all right, God, I cheated my customer, forgive me. He must also make it right with the customer. The debtor that beats his debt, he can't just go to God and say, God, forgive me for beating my debts. He must go to the person he owes and make right that which he has done to his neighbor. The slanderer that damages the reputation of someone else, pulls their name into the dirt, ruins their reputation, cannot just go to God and say, God, I'm sorry about what I did to my neighbor. There must also be reconciliation between the offended person. So reconciliation is necessary between God and man, but only God can clear the record of sin in your life. It isn't enough for me to get forgiveness from my neighbor. I must also get forgiveness from God. But on the other hand, if I seek forgiveness for my sin that I've done to my neighbor, I must also get that cleared with God as well. Only God can forgive sins. Only God can clear the record in heaven. Secondly, why Jesus can forgive sins. If only God can forgive sins, how was it that Jesus could say, the Son of Man hath power to forgive sins? There's only one answer and you know it. I said, there's only one answer and you know it. Oh, glory to God, did you hear me? I said, there's only one answer and you know it. Jesus was God in the flesh. That's the reason that Jesus could forgive sins. That's the reason that Jesus had the power to forgive sins. He was Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah! Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. He's the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father. He is the I Am, and said, if you believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sins. He demonstrated on this occasion His deity, that He had the power to forgive sins. They didn't believe it. They said, wow, this man's blaspheming. He said he could forgive sins. Jesus, listen, He knew their thoughts. They didn't say anything. He knew their thoughts because God knows your thoughts afar off. Jesus knew their thoughts. And He said to them, why do you think these evil thoughts? Which is easier for me to say, son, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power to forgive sins, I say to the sick of the palsy, take up thy bed and walk. And the man who had been let down through the hole in the ceiling got up off of his bed, picked up his bed, and walked away under his own power, because Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God in the flesh. Jesus has power to forgive sins. Now, there is nobody else in the world, no religious leader anywhere, that has ever demonstrated the authority that Jesus demonstrated on this occasion. Jesus can forgive sins because He's God. Muhammad cannot forgive sins. Buddha cannot forgive sins. Moses cannot forgive sins. Abraham cannot forgive sins. But Jesus can forgive sins. Thirdly, why do all men need forgiveness? I'll tell you why. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I was that paralytic. You were that paralytic. He represented us all. Here He is, paralyzed by physical infirmity. But we were paralyzed by a spiritual infirmity. This man wasn't just sick in his body. He was sick in his soul. And Jesus addressed the most pressing problem first and said to him, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Matthew says, he said, son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Praise God. He's still lying on his bed, paralyzed. There's nothing been changed in his circumstances except he heard these wonderful words from the lips of mercy. Be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. The reason that so many people are so despondent in life is because they've never heard the wonderful words of Jesus. Be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. All men need forgiveness. All have come short of the glory of God. All men must be forgiven before they leave this world. It is absolutely essential to enter into heaven. You cannot carry the guilt of your sins to heaven. You must be forgiven of your sins. And I want to tell you too, why all men can be forgiven. All men can be forgiven because the Bible tells us that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Bible tells us in Psalm 86:5, for God is good, and listen to this, ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all of them that call upon Him. And the Bible tells us in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. People carry a heavy burden around through life, a heavy burden of sin, when God has made it possible for us to be forgiven of our sins. As a woman taken in the very act of adultery, the law says stone her to death. The Pharisees bring her to Jesus.